This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition at the Rome Hospital, where he's been for more than a week being treated for pneumonia. ABC's Marcus Moore in Rome.
The Vatican says the Pope suffered a serious asthma attack and needed extensive oxygen treatment. He also underwent a blood transfusion to increase the level of red blood cell platelets in his system.
Israel says release of more Palestinian prisoners is delayed until the release of the next hostages being guaranteed. A shooting with hostages being held in a hospital intensive care unit ended with a police officer killed and others injured at UPMC Memorial in York County, Pennsylvania. Cops shot the gunman dead, says District Attorney Tim Barker.
Quite frankly, they needed to use deadly force because by doing so, they potentially saved even more lives.
Police chief says the gunman had contact with the hospital days ago and intentionally targeted the workers there. This is ABC News. Areas affected by a major Arctic blast are finally thawing out. Warmer temperatures are expected across the South, Midwest, and East Coast, but conditions remain frigid in the Northwest. ABC News forecaster Dan Amirante.
A series of storms in the Pacific Northwest is just going to continue. The more rain on the way, 3 to 6 inches or even more in some spots, especially along the coast of Washington and Oregon as well. 2 to 3 feet of snow potentially in some of the mountains and around 6 to 12 inches of snow a little bit farther to the south of that. Luckily, the temperatures do warm up. Phoenix starting off in the 60s today, probably back into the 70s and 80s by the middle of the week.
The most famous or infamous fugitives in France right now are thieves who police say used a stolen credit card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth over $500,000 U.S., but they vanished before cashing in. The victim says he'll split the winnings with the crooks, and he wants his wallet back. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Max, it's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour three of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wasn't Jenny amazing? Oh, the live stuff in the lair felt good. Felt really good. Terry Barr is going to have Brett Newsky an interview with him. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, just a bunch of local music for your ears. We're going to start it right now with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
You know what that feels like, I don't think you do. Done running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and a strand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself. Sleep,
reject your projection. Don't need your attention. We need more protection. They're killing us now. Don't need your permission. Just need you to listen when we say we're human.
We're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and condition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in is no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me. I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Survival and fitness is God's decision. Don't be surprised we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistent. My senses is given. We all coexist. I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle addition. The plot just thickens. No pop shit biggest. My locks is in this. No, my chakras is in it. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it less than yo, but it's real.
Maxinc Radio. Radio for the people.
Cat and the Hurricane, a double dip from them. They're doing live stuff at the Bricks Cider in Mount Horeb on March 2nd. That's going to be an acoustic show rocker. And then on the 15th, they're going to be out in Lake Mills. More information's out there on all social media things. Just type in Max Link Radio. You'll find your way and all the connections to local music that's happening all over town. All this local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's Pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beer with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, which I have a few times, Rocker, and try their exclusive creations. Oh, and the local snacks are delightful. Live music, too. Carbon4.com. Also, Music, the Hair, and the Experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. They're playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard. Guns N' Roses, of course, Poison, Warrant. The list goes on. Friday, March 14th, doors will be open at 6 p.m. at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg at the Old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie Live in Concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Rocker now.
Yes.
We've got a lineup. We've got Last Crack, Magic 7, and Subtomic for some reason. Why is that, Rocker?
Oh, man. Last week when I was in here, Rob, Jimmy sprung on me. Okay. You know, everybody knows I had a health issue and with the heart. And,
yep.
And, you know, and about some of the medical expenses that we face when we have some of these crises. And Jimmy surprised us.
Surprise, Rocker. I wish I could have been here for that.
With the Rocker Jamboree. Yes! He put together this amazing show.
He's been a busy beaver.
He is a busy beaver. And it's totally amazing. Last Crack, Subatomic, Electromag, Mindox, and Magic 7 are all going to be playing May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison, and it's going to benefit Mama Cares, which is a fund that, you know, the Mama organization puts together to help musicians in their time of crisis.
They do great stuff,
and he really was doing it for me as well, because this has been, you know, a kind of a crazy crisis. You have a lot of out of pocket expenses.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you don't realize you have, and he brought together a lot of great sponsors: Aftershock, Classic Arcade, Brainstormer Studios, the Ethical Trade Company, Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Greg Ginner over there, Madison Drum Makers, and the Aaron Weber Group. They've all gotten together to, you know, help organize this great event called the Rocker Jamboree. And here we go. This is Last Crack, Burning Time. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Law that no one in the world ever let me know.
Subatomic on Mag Sync Radio. Before that, in Magic 7. Then, of course, Last Crack. Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak in Madison. Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7, Benefit for Mama Cares, and of course, Rocker right here on Mag Sync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by the Ethical Trade Company, and it's dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Company carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries. And in their store right here in Madison on the east side, and online on their web store, ethicaltradeco.com, Goods for a Better World. Mag Sync right now, if you check out with them, you get 15% off, which is super duper cool. What else do we have going on? Well, we have a whole bunch of local artists in the bottom half hour of Mag Sync Radio tonight. And also, Flavor That Kills is our next track that we're going to play right now. They're going to be doing live stuff at the Red Rooster on the 28th of March. This is American Dream Now on the Civic Media Radio Network. Flavor That Kills on Mag Sync Radio. More local music coming up right after this break. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, The Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Ding Downs Brass Band. This is Max Inc. Radio. All right, you can catch Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and the Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon Fat Tuesday 3-4. That's just around the corner. Can't wait for Fat Tuesday. Good celebrations out there. Before that, Too Sick Charlie, he's going to be in Madison on 3-8 or Prairie du Sac on 3-13. Lots of live stuff coming up. Make sure you swing by maxincradio.com or all the social media things. That way you can get connected to the local stuff that's happening right here in Madison. All this local things are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts with locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drinks, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens at the Lazy Loaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com. And lastly, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and then stay for the delicious beer and also that live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu online and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And I cannot forget about the newest sponsor that we have, the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located in Verona Road, at the Old Bean location and features live music along with private events like weddings, family celebrations. Book your next event. See all the things they can do. Go see a band. Get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find out more information. Go to Loxley on Facebook, Instagram, and on the web at Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Betsy Aid now and the Well-Known Strangers on Max Inc. Radio.
Sweet, sweet surrender. And when you are down and out, your greatest defender.
Tonight's local music is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some local snacks that I just love, and they have live music, carbon4.com. Next up, the Women Respect concert is right around the corner, and this band is the backing band for that celebration. The concert's at the Majestic Theater. It's on 329. Celebration of Music is Women in Music, and a whole lot of local women artists are performing. More information is out there. Max Inc. Radio and all the social media things will get you in the right direction. This backing band is, of course, The Big Payback. This is Running with the Fire now on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. The Big Payback on Maxing Radio. Majestic Theater 329. All right, time to fire up the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. You're going to be at the Red Rooster on 3-8. So, of course, we play the hit. Terry Barr will be in at 9 p.m. She'll have Brett Newsky, an interview with him. Then Jimmy K takes us to midnight. See you next week, everybody.
I ran into some trouble some time back.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia. The Pope needed an oxygen mask and a blood transfusion. Elon Musk has emailed all federal employees requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. Defending Musk's operations, President Trump at the CPAC Conservative Conference in Washington.
He doesn't need this either. He doesn't need it, but he wants to see, you know, he's a patriot. People said, well, what official position does he have? He said, patriot.
Republican members of Congress at town hall events are being confronted with Republican voters angry over the Trump-Musk mass firings and budget cuts. California Fresno State suspended two of its top men's basketball scorers and removed a third player from the team amid reports that the school is the subject of gambling investigations. This is ABC News.